With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. On the heels of voting down other labor-related bills, Montana lawmakers decisively rejected a so-called right-to-work bill for private unions today. Union members gathered at the Capitol en masse to fight the policy.
Guests in the gallery, no cheering, clapping, anything like that.
Opposition to House Bill 251 drew applause from union members packing the House gallery and passionate debate from lawmakers who repeatedly referenced Montana's storied labor history. Butte Democratic Representative Jim Keene.
You can't think of anything that these people don't do for you and the citizens of Montana.
House Bill 251 would have prohibited private union membership as a condition of employment and barred unions from requiring non-members covered by collective bargaining to pay dues. The House voted down the proposal by a 38-62 margin, with Democrats and some Republicans saying it would have harmed wages and working conditions while moving the state one step closer to killing private unions. Meanwhile, bill sponsor and Belgrade Republican Representative Caleb Hinkle said it would have made Montana more economically competitive with neighboring right-to-work states and bolstered worker autonomy.
If joining a union is an obvious choice, employees will accept that choice. If the benefits are not worth it to a given employee, that employee should have the right to refuse.
Several lawmakers condemned the out-of-state interests that supported House Bill 251. In places, its text closely mirrors sample policy from the conservative nonprofit American Legislative Exchange Council. After the bill was voted down, more than 100 union members crowded the Capitol front steps to celebrate. Third-generation union carpenter Morgan Yelvington traveled from Great Falls, motivated by perceived negative labor impacts tied to Idaho's right-to-work law. He said it's no surprise union members came out in force to oppose the bill.
In the trades, it all starts on the job site, anywhere in the field. Solidarity, we take care of each other, we protect each other. Very glad to see the huge turnout.
For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.